Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brianna. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Emery McCoy from Greenbrier, Tennessee. And our credit card is being charged from Rarity, and we don't know anything about what this is.
Okay,
and
yes, sir.
We would like for that to be stopped immediately.
Okay, no problem. Can I get your zip code to pull up the account?
37073. And if someone set up an account, I'd like to know what their name is.
That was 37302?
No, 37073.
073. All right. And what's your first and last name, sir?
My name is Emery McCoy.
All right. And Mr. McCoy, can you verify that shipping address for me?
No, I won't.
All right, sir. Well, I would have to get some verifying information so I can discuss with you about the account. Until we verify information, then we're not allowed to talk to you about the account.
Okay, you have my zip code.
Yes, sir, I have your zip code, but I do need you to verify that address so I know that I'm
1001 Primrose Drive.
All right, so I do see here that there was an order placed on the Focus watch, and it also came with the warranty for the Focus watch.
What is a Focus watch?
A Focus watch is a fitness watch that helps track your steps, track your heart rate. It just helps you overall get in fit. And it says you placed this order on the 26th of May, and you pay $5.97 for shipping and handling, and then they also charge you $19.94 for the warranty. And the warranty, and one more thing.
Well, I haven't gotten any kind of watch. I haven't gotten anything from you all. I don't want
anything
from you all. No, I haven't.
Okay. Let me track.
Nor do I want anything from you.
Okay, so you don't remember placing this order at all, sir?
I did not place this order, no.
Okay, yes, sir. Now, I'm not allowed to deal with fraud accounts. I would have to transfer you to fraud so you can discuss with them. I do have to let you know that we do take fraud very seriously, and the person that is found that did make this account will be prosecuted. And
yep. Well, the people that keep charging me my card is going to be prosecuted as well.
No, sir. The people that's charging your car is us. We're a third party call center.
That's what I'm saying.
No, sir.
I've done talked to Bank of America.
Okay.
They said to tell you all to put this card on blacklist. I'm having to get a new card on account of this. We did not place the order. It was not us. If we got any material from you, I would know it. I would send it right back to you because I do not want it. If I want to buy a watch, I'll go to the store and buy one.
Yes, sir.
But
I completely understand. I'm not sure what
I looked you up on the I looked you up on the internet, and it said something about beauty aids and stuff like that. I didn't see anything about jewelry.
Okay, sir, so I do see here that when they did try to bill you for the full amount, it had declined. It didn't go through. So and you said you are getting a new card, so we won't be able to pull it anyway. But, yes, sir, what happened was when you first placed the order or whoever placed the order, it put you on a trial, on a subscription. So After that, so the trial was up, they billed you for the full amount of the product, which was $69.97, and they have not been able to pull it. That's why. But you say you did not place this order, sir, so I would have to escalate this to the fraud department, and they would have to talk to you about this. I'm not allowed to even touch a fraud account.
Well, whatever. I've got the the Bank of America did decline the charge, and I think they said that there was a $5 and something charge back in May.
Yes, sir. $5.97.
Yeah, and undoubtedly that went through, and they are giving that back to me, the $5 and something.
What's going to happen is, sir, they're going to call us. They're going to verify everything that I told you today, and when I tell them everything that I told you, they're going to give a determination on if these purchases was authorized or not, and then they're going to decide on what amount to give you back. Sometimes they don't give anything back, and sometimes they do give things back. It just depends on the circumstances. But these purchases.
Well, I'll deal with Bank of America myself.
You are welcome. Yes, sir.
You know, I've already talked to them. Y'all tell them anything you want to tell them, but there's not been no order come from this house to you all, and I know that for a fact. I'm the card carrier.
And
I use it
alone,
for
sir?
Certain things. Yes, I do. And I use certain things on this card. I use this card for just a few particular things. And it has not got anything to do with watches, beauty aids, facial aids, or anything like that. And I know for a fact it has not been out of my possession, and it has not been used for that. Now, where y'all got your information from, I don't know.
You would have to make an account for us to even have information on you, sir.
I've never made no account with you. I don't know who has, but I've never heard of you. I had to look it up today on the internet, on Google, to even see what you were. So how would I ever made any account with you?
I'm not sure, sir. Only thing, it does have that it was shipped to your address, and it also has a tracking number.
What was shipped to my address?
The watch was shipped to your address. It also has a tracking number for the USPS Postal Service that says it was delivered on. I can give you this tracking number if you like. Let me track that.
There was a watch shipped to this address?
Yes, sir, and it came with the tracking number as well, and it says it was delivered on June 1st at 1 o'clock. Yes, sir, it was delivered on June 1st at 1 o'clock p.m.
By UPS?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I happen to know the owner of UPS in the state.
Yes, sir. I can give you that... I can give you this tracking number if you like, so
yes,
you can
please.
Take it up there, and they would.
Please.
All right. That tracking number is 9400
Let me read this back to you. 9400 111 0841
Yes, sir.
9400 111 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 0841 is?
USPS, You can go online.
USPS.
Yes, sir. You can go online and type in this tracking number, and it will pop up the same way it's popping up for me.
Okay. Now, USPS is the regular postal service.
Yes, sir. That's where it was shipped
through. It's not a delivery service.
They deliver.
I know they deliver my mail every day. But, I mean, this is the United States Postal Service. It's not UPS or FedEx.
No, sir, it's not FedEx or UPS. It's USPS. If you go onto Google and type in this tracking number and press enter, it will take you to the website, and it will show you that it was delivered on the 1st of June.
Okay. Well, I'm going to check with the post office, too.
All right.
And find out what's going on with them. Because I have not had no watch delivered to this house. I check my mail every single day. Matter of fact, I'm fishing chained over to a P.O. box to stop that crap. But, I mean, my card is getting hacked about once every 2 or 3 months, and I don't know who's doing it or how they're doing it or why they're doing it. But I'm sick of it. And there's another company I'm fishing to call, too, that they were also denied payment.
You have two declined purchases that didn't go through. One of them was for $69.97, and the other one was for $64.97. So
okay,
those two is on the same account.
Why did I have two?
One of them is for a Focus. Well, both of them are actually. Okay, yes, they're for both watches. It's one watch, but they're trying to charge you for that watch, but it keeps declining.
Okay, so how come it's not the same amount?
Let me check. I'm not sure either, because one says $69.97 and the other one says $64.97.
And they were both declined?
Yes, sir. They were.
Okay, now one of the charges was today.
Okay, yes. I'm reading into it a little bit more. It was also it was the Focus Fitness Watch and also the Focus Pods. So they charged you $64.97. Well, they're trying to charge you $64.97 for the Focus Ear Pods. And then they're trying to charge you $69.97 for the Focus Fitness Watch.
Oh,
so you didn't receive any earbuds at all?
No. I don't even know how to use a computer. How in the hell would why would I want anything like that?
I'm not sure, sir. This is just what the computer says that I'm looking in front of.
Well, them earbuds cost about $5 a pair. I mean, they're a dime a dozen. I would not order anything for no $70. That is crazy. I guess they were delivered too, huh?
Yes, sir, they were. Would you like that tracking number as well?
If you got one, I sure do. But is there some way you can block my card?
Block your card? No, sir.
I'm
not allowed to do that. You would have to call your bank.
Oh, you're not.
To do it.
Oh, the bank's already done.
I can only cancel the account out.
Well, if you've got an account with anything, with my card or my name or my number or my address or anything on it, cancel it out, because it is not me doing it. And if I had your watch or buds or whatever the heck it is, I'd gladly hand them back to you. I just don't have them.
Okay, yes, sir. I understand. Now, that tracking number for the earbuds is also the same for the watch. They were most likely sent together in one package.
Okay. And this is on what, 5-something?
Sir?
What date did you say it was?
This order was placed on the 26th of May.
May 26th. Okay, now when was the other charge made? Because it wasn't made today.
Yes, sir. Then after your 14-day trial, they billed you again today for $69.97 and $64.97.
Well, there ain't but one charge on there today. And it was $69.97.
So you don't see another charge for $64.97?
No, there wasn't but one charge on there from Rarity.
Okay. It may have
there
been.
There was a charge
have,
from Jack, Jack-a-lacka or something.
Well, I'm not sure what that is.
Me either.
But
I don't know what Rarity is either.
The only recent two charges I have is the two that declined.
And you're saying both of them declined today?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's funny. Well, I just got through talking to the credit card company because they denied the charge to Rarity today. And they said nothing about two charges, just one.
It may have went through, like, right after you got off the phone, or it could have, since it didn't go through, it could have just, like, never went through on the account. They could have automatically just blocked that before it even was pulled or tried to be pulled. Because since they blocked the first one for $69.97, they most likely blocked all charges from our company. So that was probably
not popping. Yeah, but they would have known it. They would have known it. I've got to call them back, I guess.
All right. Well, is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, other than don't charge me no more.
All right,
for
sir,
anything.
So you would like
because
to cancel
I don't
that.
Know.
Go ahead,
hun. I'll tell you whatever you want me to tell you. But I didn't ever start any account with you all.
Okay,
now,
yes,
if you want me to tell you. To cancel it, yes, indeed, cancel it, because I ain't the one that started to begin with.
Okay, yes, sir. I can definitely cancel it out for you. Now, would you still like to speak to my supervisor or the fraud department?
Well, are they the ones I need to get to blacklist my card?
They can,
because
yes,
that's
sir.
That's what the Bank of America told me to have done.
They may be able to blacklist it for you or just be able to delete the whole account, but I'm not able to do that. So I can transfer
well, yes,
you so you
let
can
me,
talk to them.
Yes, please.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
You too.